What not to do. Assuming shared Christian words means shared Christian doctrine. Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. One of the biggest mistakes in Latter-day Saint ministry conversations is assuming that shared Christian words always mean shared Christian doctrine. Latter-day Saints speak often about Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, the Holy Ghost, Scripture, salvation, priesthood, temple, revelation, family, and eternal life. These words may sound familiar to Christians, but the doctrinal framework behind them can be very different from historic Christianity. A Christian leader should not respond with panic or mockery, but neither should the leader assume there is no difference. For example, when historic Christianity confesses one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, it is speaking of the eternal triune God. Latter-day Saint teaching understands God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost differently. When Christians speak of grace, they mean the saving mercy of God in Christ, received by faith. Latter-day Saint language may include grace, but also places strong emphasis on ordinances, obedience, temple practice, and progression. When Christians speak of eternal life, they speak of life with God through Christ. Latter-day Saint teaching often connects eternal life with exaltation and eternal family. These differences matter, but the way you handle them also matters. Do not begin by saying, "You are not really Christian," as a conversation weapon. Do not mock missionaries or temple practices. Do not shame someone for loving their family or community. Do not use hidden gotcha questions. Do not pretend you know what every Latter-day Saint personally believes. Instead, ask clarifying questions. When you say Jesus is the Son of God, what does that mean in your faith background? When you speak of grace, how do you understand God's forgiveness? What has the temple meant in your family? How do you understand salvation and eternal life? Would you be open to hearing how historic Christianity understands this? These questions protect dignity and create space for truth. A Christian leader should also be especially careful with people who are leaving or questioning the Latter-day Saint movement. They may be carrying family pressure, fear, grief, or shame. They may not need a debate first. They may need patient Christian presence. Shared words can become bridges, but only if we clarify them. Jesus Christ is not merely a shared religious term. Christians confess him as the eternal Word made flesh, crucified and risen, fully God and fully man, the only Savior. Speak that truth clearly, but speak it with humility, patience, and love.